afternoon, boys and girls. My name's Rebecca.
And I'm Daniel.
And we want to welcome you back behind the wall. It's always good to spend time with our friends, and you're our friends, so we thank God that you are here today. Now, if you've been joining us the last few weeks, you would know that we've been looking at some different kids in the Bible, or young people in the Bible. Last week, our story was about the young boy Samuel and how he listened to the voice of God. Today, we're going to be talking about the young David and how he was used to fight a very scary enemy. Before we get there, though, it's time for us to open by singing a song together. So sit up a little straighter or stand up if you like, and let's sing our very best as we worship the Lord together. All right, boys and girls, our Bible story today is found in 1 Samuel chapter 17. And the kid that we're going to be talking about today is David. Now, the time that we're talking about in his life, he's not maybe as young as you are, but he is a youth. He is probably a teenager at this point in his life. And he did an amazing thing through the power of God, and that's what we want to talk about today. Now, you may be thinking, Rebecca, I know the story of David and Goliath. Well, even if you've heard the story before, I still want you to listen because God's word is alive. It has truth that we can learn. Even if we've heard the story a million times, there's always something we can learn today. So let's pick up the story. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 17, and let me lay the scene for you. The Philistines and Israel are fighting again. They have come together, both armies, to battle. And they're in a place called the Valley of Elah. And there's a mountain on one side and a mountain on the other side and a valley in between. And that's where the fighting would take place. So the Philistines are on one side. The Israelites are on the other side. And the Philistines are doing this battle a little different, because they are deciding that they're going to send out a champion to make a great announcement. And that's what they do. Goliath is his name, their champion. He comes marching out from their side, their mountain, into the open space in the valley. And he makes this great announcement to the armies of Israel. And he tells them that he wants to fight one man instead of all of our army and all of your army fighting against each other. I am going to represent the Philistines, and you, Israel, all you have to do is choose one man to fight me. Now, keep in mind, boys and girls, Goliath wasn't a small man. He wasn't my height, all right? He was 9 feet tall, approximately. The Bible tells us he was 6 cubits and a span, so roughly about 9 feet tall. That is really tall. I'm only 5.5 feet, okay? So he's almost double my height. He's a huge man. He's a strong man. He's been fighting for many, many years. He's very skilled. And so when he comes marching out and says, "Somebody come and fight me," all of Israel is terrified and nobody wants to volunteer. And unfortunately, boys and girls, this goes on for 40 days. Every day, Goliath comes out to the middle of the open space in the valley and he calls out to Israel, "Choose a man to fight me." And Israel continued to be afraid. Now, what would happen if someone actually did take up this challenge? Well, he said, "If we fight and I win, then you all will be our servants. But if you come out and fight me and you win, then we'll be your servants." And do you really think he thought he was going to lose? Probably not. So he makes this challenge every day for 40 days. Now, let's transition for a second to the man that we want to talk about today, David. What's he doing? Well, he's not old enough to be part of this fight just yet. And he's actually at home tending his father's sheep. Well, his father has 3 sons that are fighting in this battle, or are at least part of Saul's army. It's David's 3 older brothers. There's actually 8 sons. David's the youngest, and his 3 oldest are in Saul's army. So David's father, Jesse, he sends David on an errand to take some food to his brothers, some special cheeses to his brother's commander, and to go and see what's going on with the battle. So the next morning, David leaves the sheep with a keeper. He takes the cart, he takes the horse, he takes all the food, and off he goes to the battle. And that's where the story picks up, because David, when he arrives at the battle site, he sees all of this commotion because Goliath has come out to make his daily challenge. So he leaves the horse, he leaves all the stuff, and he runs to see what's going on in the battle. And he hears Goliath, and he hears this proud Philistine saying, "I defy the armies of Israel. Come on, somebody fight me." And David is looking around, and all of the Israelites are terrified. It says in verse 24, let's look at verse 24, "And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, Goliath, they fled from him and were sore afraid." They ran away. They were so terrified. And David's looking at this. And remember, he's a lot younger than these men are. And he's saying, what's going on? What is happening? So some of the men fill him in on what has happened for the last 40 days. And they tell him about the Philistine and his challenge. And they also tell him that nobody wants to do it. Now, there is a reward if somebody is brave enough. Saul, the king, has said that if anyone is brave enough to fight Goliath and win, then he will be given lots and lots of riches. He will be given Saul's daughter to marry, and his father's house will be free in Israel. So he'll get some free land. And all of that would sound wonderful, except for the fact that everyone was terrified of this man, Goliath. Now, boys and girls, we know that they're missing one crucial thought, and David didn't miss it. He has remembered that God is on their side. So why are they scared? And that's why David, he's so confused. He's looking at all these grown-ups and they're so terrified. And he's saying, what's the problem here? Now, David says, fine, if no one else is going to do it, I'll do it. And so he's brought to Saul in, let's see, in verse 32, it says, and David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. So he says, nobody else needs to be afraid. I'll do it. If no one else is going to do it, I'll do it. But Saul doesn't believe that David's able. Look what he says in verse 33. Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth. He says, David, you're not prepared. You're so young. What can you do? And David says, look, I have experience with big, scary things. I had to fight a lion. I had to fight a bear. And the Lord God delivered me. David didn't say, Saul, trust me, I got this. No, no, no. He says, the Lord already delivered me from two other horrifying situations. He's going to deliver me again. David's faith was so firmly set on his God that he didn't even flinch. So Saul said, all right, but you got to put on some armor. So David tries on all this armor. It doesn't work because he's not used to it. And he would be a lot more clumsy on the battlefield wearing all this heavy armor that he hasn't been used to. So instead, he takes his sling and he goes to the brook and he gets five smooth stones, puts them in his bag, and off he goes to meet Goliath. Now, Goliath sees him coming and he comes to meet David. And what does he say in verse 43? Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves or sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine continues to mock David. He looks at him and all he sees is a young boy. But he doesn't see that God is on David's side. And David responds to him in verse 45 and says, you come to me, thou comest to me with a sword and a spear and a shield. He actually had another soldier holding his shield in front of him for him because it was so big and heavy. You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. David was so angry that this man was shaking his fist at God, basically challenging God to come against him. And David said, this man needs to be put in his place. He said, I am coming to you in the name of God, and he is going to win this battle. So the Philistine walks towards David, and David walks towards the Philistine, and he takes out his sling, he puts it one stone in it, and he swings it, and he lets it go, and it hits Goliath and kills him. And Goliath falls down, and David runs over to Goliath and uses his own sword to cut off his head, which is really gross. But in the end, Goliath was dead. He was defeated. And what do you think his army did? What do you think the Philistines did? They ran away because they were terrified. They didn't think they were going to have to fight at all. They thought all of Israel was going to be their servants. That's not how it works. When you challenge God, he wins. And that's what David proved. And so, boys and girls, in this story, David was a young boy and he did something amazing. But the story isn't about David. It's about how David trusted God. It's about the power of God to do amazing things. And you know what, boys and girls? There are so many amazing lessons that we can learn from this story. And so let's pass it over to Daniel and learn what those lessons are.
All right, guys. So the lessons we can learn from the story of David, there are a lot. And it's a really long chapter. But there's a couple, I think, that are very, very important. The first and most important lesson about the person of David is that his priority was the honor of the name of the Lord. You can find that in verses 46 and 47 of chapter 17. So let's go there. The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel 17, verses 46 and 47, this day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly, meaning all the people gathered together, shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. You see, the whole reason David fought, the whole reason for his coming together against this Philistine, wasn't because he wanted the pride of being the strong warrior, wasn't because he wanted the king's daughter. It was because he wanted to see the name of God honored. And that has to be your first priority as a Christian. If you say you belong to the Lord, you want to go and do things for him, your first priority is to honor him. And the question is why? Because God is our creator. He's our maker, he loves us, he redeemed us, and we'll get to that in a moment. And so because of all the goodness you've received from God, your first priority, like David's, should be the name and the glory of God. Secondly, David was one, and you should be the same as a Christian, who has seen God deliver him. And because he saw God deliver him, David then believed that God could deliver again. Let's read verse 37 of chapter 17. Where David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me also out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." You see, David had been saved twice from two different animals who tried to kill him, and it was the Lord who saved him both times. And because he had seen God deliver him every time, David knew if he was going to face this monster Philistine, who was this evil big dude, he knew if he did that, God would still deliver him. And you see, for us as Christians, we've been delivered. We've been delivered from the enemy, a greater enemy than any lion or bear or even the Philistine. We've been delivered from our own sin, from the penalty of death that would have come with it. We've been delivered from the devil himself to become Christ's. And because we've been delivered, we can believe that God will deliver us from the things we struggle with day by day. Whether it's our own sin, whether it's a difficult situation, whatever it is that lies ahead of you, be like David and believe that because God has delivered you from yourself, from your sin, and from death itself, that you can trust him to deal with you and to deliver you from anything you face today. Thirdly, David was mocked by the devil and yet still did not run away. He ran into the face of the enemy. We can see it in verse 43 of chapter 17, where the Philistine said unto David, "Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. That means this Philistine, this Goliath, came and started making fun of David for coming up to him. Now, David's being mocked by someone who's literally about two, three times his height, looking at him face to face. A warrior, a man who's killed so many people, and David is there for the honor of God and doesn't move back. You'd say, that's crazy. Why would you not run away? Why would you not scream and flee like everybody else? The Bible tells us all of Israel was scared, but why did David stay there? Because David knew that he could stand against the worst enemy, but if he did it in God's name, that enemy would have to fall. The Bible also tells us that in the book of James. It tells us as Christians to resist the devil and he will flee from you. The point I'm making is David believed if he could stand up against any spiritual force and stand there as a Christian and believe and know that God would cause evil to go from him. And this is the same kind of faith we need to have, that just trusts God. It doesn't look at the circumstances in front of us, doesn't get worried about things around us, but trust that God can deliver us and take care of us no matter what we're facing. So if you have a tough situation at home or at school or something you're scared about, do you believe today that no matter how big that situation is, that God is able to help you? And even if the devil's coming after you, making you doubt, making fun of you, making you feel like you're nothing, making you feel like you can't do it, will you still believe in God and stand there and fight the battle for the Lord's sake? That's the question to ask yourself. The Bible also tells us in verse 22, very briefly, it says, "And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted his brethren." It tells us that David, in the midst of a war, made time to go and salute his brothers, meaning go say hi to his friends. the people who belong to the same body of believers as he did. And so, the point is, you should be like David and prioritize that. No matter how tough things get, take the time to bring this heart of yours that seeks the honor of God, that trusts that God's delivered you and knows that you can stand against the enemy. Take that heart of faith and strength and give that heart to brothers and sisters in Christ. That's why we're here at church, to be with each other, to encourage each other, to love each other. Be there for them. I beg you. This is the heart David had, and you should have it too. And lastly, something about David that I want to mention to you is something that he knew. You see, in the beginning of this chapter, in verse 3, it says, "And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them." You see, David knew what we know as Christians reading the Bible, that there's good and there's evil in this world, and there's a great valley between the two. You see, there's two sides to every story. There is the Lord's side and the devil's side. And we understand as Christians today that that difference is the reason why we need to stand for the Lord. We have to fight evil, fight sin, and honor God in everything we do. And the unfortunate reality is there are people on both sides. So the question you have to ask yourself today is, which side are you standing on? Are you standing with God? Are you standing on the right side, honoring him, loving him, giving him your all with the faith David had, that trusted him, that knew he was good, that would believe in him and even fight the devil himself and still made time to love his brothers and sisters? Or are you like the Philistines, who are all full of yourself, your pride, and your false idols you've built to replace the good and holy God? Ask yourself that question. Which side do you stand on? Are you a Christian today? Do you believe and live by the truth that Jesus Christ is God, that he died in the place for sinners, rose again the third day, and right now is your only hope of salvation, to believe that he's forgiven all your sins and can save you from death and give you eternal life? We ask you that you think about that and pray about it, and that God be honored in your life. Let's take a moment to pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless every Christian today, every young one who knows you, Lord God, that they will be blessed with the strength of David, Lord God, faith to stand up against the enemies, against mockery, Lord, and to trust that because you've delivered their souls from death, they can overcome anything they face. And for unbelievers, Lord God, who listen to this today, may they know that they're on the wrong side, that the wrath of God is coming. They need to turn today while there's still a today to turn to, Lord God. And I pray they turn to you in Jesus' name. We pray all this, Lord God, in your name. Amen. All right, well, let's take a moment now, stretch yourselves out, and get ready, because you know what's coming next. Memory verse time. All right, welcome back, guys. It's now memory verse time. As always, we take a verse from the scriptures and we memorize it together. So our verse today is found in James chapter 4, verse 7, where it says, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Now, what that verse means is very simple, actually. It means we as Christians and believers today should submit ourselves to God. That means trusting that God is above you, is sovereign, in charge of everything, that he is good and all-powerful, the same way David believed that, right? And second part of the verse tells you to resist the devil and he'll flee from you, meaning you push back against the devil with this truth of his word, of God's word, and the devil will run away. So as David did, he believed God was able to deliver him. He'd seen it with his own eyes. He'd heard about God. He believed in God. And when the devil himself came after him with the army of the Philistines, with Goliath, that gigantic monster, David killed him. And guess where the Philistines went? They ran away, running with their tail between their legs. And so, this is the truth of this passage.
Let's say it together, shall we? Daniel and I have a couple of actions that we use to help us memorize it. So we're going to do them. And if you want to use them, if it helps you, then great. All right, here we go. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 7, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you."
All right.
Very good.
Let's try it one more time, nice and slow, with the hand gestures, all right? Don't forget them.
Okay. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 7, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you."
All right.
Good. All right. Let's hear it, ladies. I think we can do it all together from the top. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 7, Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Fantastic, gentlemen. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Very good. Shall we do it one more time all together?
Absolutely.
Okay. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
All right.
Wonderful.
That was fantastic. As always, guys, great job memorizing. And as we always say, every time we finish an episode, we hope to see you next time
behind the wall.